are listening to SBS.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of people have gathered in Gulkula in northeast Arnhem Land for Australia's largest Indigenous cultural gathering, Garma.
Welcome to Garma for 2026. Yo!
In Yolngu Mata, Garma refers to a two-way learning process that recognises everyone has knowledge to share. The annual festival is famous for facilitating conversations about Indigenous affairs and spectacular displays of song, dance, culture and art. It's organised by the Yotu Yindi Foundation, whose CEO Denise Bowden spoke with NITV Radio ahead of the event.
People keep using the word life-altering for their Garma experience, and you know, that's not massaged at all. It comes to me time and time again, and 9 out of 10 people say that very, very thing to me, which is just amazing because it's true.
The festival was founded in 1999 by the late brothers Dr. Yunupingu AC and Dr. M. Yunupingu, who was the frontman of the band Yotu Yindi. They wanted to preserve, protect and promote Yolngu culture at a time when many elders were concerned important knowledge was being lost. This year, the four-day program responds to the theme Bukmak, which means everyone, emphasising unity, inclusion, diversity and connection. With over 5,000 people expected to attend over the 4 days, Denise Bowden says the scale of the event underlines the central idea that everyone, together, has a place on the red dust at Gulkula.
It really is.
On from the 2023 voice referendum, many are calling for action on what they describe as the unfinished business of the Uluru Statement from the Heart. With the absence of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese from this year's festival, Senators Penny Wong and Malandiri McCarthy are set to outline the government's First Nations agenda. The Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians, Julian Lisa, was a supporter of the voice referendum and will also attend. He says Australia must find a way to move forward after the referendum.
Since October 2023, the Australian government's policy on Indigenous affairs has been adrift. It has lacked a clear direction and sense of purpose. A country must be ambitious about its own people. After all, if leaders don't see a big vision for our children, how can we build it for them? If leaders don't give them a target, what will they aim for? We all know where the Prime Minister stood on The Voice, and I stood there too. But since the defeat of The Voice, he hasn't got off the mat. Well, it's time to get off the mat.
This year's festival comes as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders continue to call for greater investment in the community-controlled sector, arguing they are best placed to deliver better outcomes and improve progress on closing the gap. Despite significant pushback from Aboriginal organisations, legal experts and human rights groups, the Northern Territory's CLP government passed new child protection legislation in late July. The new law abolishes the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children Placement Principle, which accords that First Nations people who are removed from their homes are kept within their own culture. Speaking to NITV, Wurundjeri and Ungarai Illawarrang woman Sue Ann Hunter is the National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children and Young People.
Oh, look, that's extremely concerning. There was 120 submissions to the scrutiny committee, particularly on what, if they put those amendments through, which they have, but what would happen. That wasn't listened to at all. We know it's going to cause more adverse effect for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people, which means more of our children in out-of-home care. We could possibly be looking at another stolen generation.
Alongside the influential Key Forum, a youth forum will bring together schools from across Australia with local and regional schools, with the aim of building cross-cultural bonds and sharing knowledge. Sue Ann Hunter says it will be an important opportunity to hear directly from the children.
I've been in contact with them and I've been invited in, so I'm very excited, you know. And they say, is there any questions you want to ask? And I'm like, no, I want you to tell me. I don't think it's my agenda. I want to hear what you've got going on. And I know last year there was a great outcome. I just want to get in there with the youth, listen to them, because that'll help me shape. We're only a year old in this commission. That'll help me shape the future of where we go with the commission.
This year's GAMA will also mark 50 years since the Aboriginal Land Rights Act, which allowed Aboriginal people to claim land rights on country and led to the creation of the four land councils in the NT. Despite the progress made, Northern Territory Land Council leaders say First Nations people in the NT still face systemic disadvantage. Denise Bowden says hearing from the community about these challenges is grounded in ceremony and country. Each evening features the call of the Yidaki and the Bilma, with guests encouraged to sink their feet into the dust. Throughout the Gulkula ceremonial site, cultural workshops are held for language, kinship, weaving, spearmaking, and on-country learning. First Nations films from across Australia and abroad will play each night, with visitors able to wander between poetry readings, astronomy tours, and women's healing sessions. Denise Bowden says at GAMA, you never know what's going to happen.
Just come in and lean into the event and let it take you from this. I've heard people tell me about their experience. And somebody had said, wow, did we go to the same event? Yes, you did.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.